a Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee, on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook and on the free Odyssey app.
Show presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. My name is Mitch Thunder Nellis. He is Tommy Wirtz. And the 20th class to be inducted into the University of Colorado Athletic Hall of Fame this November will feature nine Golden Buffaloes who excelled in their day, representing five different sports, including one of the most popular administrators in the athletic department. But leading the way is the one, is the only, is the ever-deserving and ever-good-looking Mason Crosby!
Thank you, thank you. Yes, you, it still goes back to Andy Herman and me not being very good at retiring. I mean, it's
the record.
I'm great at retiring.
It's the record for most Hall of Fames inducted to in a single
in the first year after retirement.
Yeah. Yes,
right. Like
man, it's such an honor. Yeah, it is unbelievable.
All right,
Rick George, our good friend Rick George, gave me the call about a week ago. It was just
Did you know why he was calling?
I thought he was calling about NIL, you know, like seeing if I would become the GM there at Colorado. That was not the question or like the call. And he just said that I was voted in my first time on the ballot, first ballot Hall of Famer right here. But yeah, it's such a cool thing. It's such an honor. It's going to be awesome. Take the family back to Boulder there in late November, right before Thanksgiving. Get to see a game and get to do all the festivities.
Is that the K-State game that you were alluding to yesterday?
No, it's not.
Oh, different game. Okay.
Yeah, so I think Colorado will be playing Arizona State at home on that weekend, and then K-State's the following weekend.
Ooh, so you're just going to stay out there?
It's in Kansas.
Oh, in Kansas.
Maybe we'll just pop across. Hang out with the Nelsons for a week.
What do you know about the Colorado Athletic? Like, who's in it already? Who are you joining? Who, like, are any of your buddies or teammates or guys who played other sports who you're in touch with? Like, who's in this Hall of Fame?
Obviously Cordell Stewart's in it. There's a lot of guys from the 19 the national championship team. Alfred Williams.
Is Westbrook the wide receiver? Dion Westbrook Figures. In it?
Westbrook's in it.
Okay.
So a lot of guys, the Nate Solder's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Longtime left tackle there for the Patriots.
Yep.
So, and then a long list. So what's really cool, too, is my agent, Mike McCartney, he was my agent since I got into the NFL all these years. His sister-in-law is actually going in at the same time as well.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay. That's cool.
So going to be pretty awesome. And, it's great. Barry Remington, the Remington Award is named after him.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Barry Remington, Jeff Campbell, also from the football team, going in. Richard Roby and Wilcoxon. Jim Wilcoxon from the 1937 to 1939 basketball powerhouse that was the Colorado Buffalo.
That's right.
Joanne Reed for skiing. You mentioned Pam Owen.
Ski team. I mean, I'm low level compared to that.
Dude,
ski
team there
in Colorado.
Dude, the ski team's got to be legit.
I mean,
exactly.
Oh, they are unbelievable. I mean, talk about national championships.
You mentioned Pam Owen McCartney, track and field in the early 90s. Chris Livingston, an administrator. Shalaya Kipp, cross country and track. So it should be. Do we all get to come? I mean, your family's going to be there.
Y'all are all
invited. I think Tommy and I should come.
For sure.
Tommy, do you want? If we went to Boulder, how much trouble would we get in?
I'm working, I'm assuming, already, so I don't know.
Yeah, but we can work from there.
Yeah, we can work from Boulder.
You guys can work from
there. I have my
Converse. There's no baseball anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Super pumped for you again. Like I said, I mean, I saw it, and I was just like, how many? There's going to be way more Hall of Fames than I've ever known of ever, but, I mean, absolutely deserving, so go check it out over there. They have his little piece up as well. Yeah, I just couldn't believe it was like another one. You are incredible in how many Hall of Fames you can be nominated for immediately after. You should have retired a year ago. You would have just got
6 months. Yeah.
We would have gotten all this out of the way already then.
As everybody knows, we're live on YouTube, so find us on YouTube at The Fan Milwaukee. It's the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon. And Mason, I guess my reaction was like, why didn't this happen earlier? Like, you've been gone from Colorado for some time. Do they kind of wait till your pro career's over to do this?
I believe, like, that's like when Nate Solder went into it's, I think it's whenever you're done, okay. You're playing the sport or
that
whatever.
Makes sense.
So if you just played in college and you're a great college athlete, there in Boulder and you just, you didn't go on to do, play professionally, I think you probably would be, have an opportunity to get in a little quicker. But
yeah,
had to wait 18 years now? So it's kind of wild to think like that it was that long ago that I started my journey there in Boulder. Just so grateful for everything that that place gave me. I mean, I have my wife and my family and like all those things, all the friends, all the people that I got to spend that journey with. The Gary Barnett giving me my my first opportunity, which I should probably call it. We should probably get him on at some point.
That'd be great. And because he's got a big Northwestern tie too,
exactly.
So we could talk Big Ten football.
Yeah, as the season's revving up. We can talk.
It was a big deal when Northwestern got him.
That.
You know, I know that a lot of credit goes to, what's his name, who's the former linebacker, who's the coach there. I'm totally blanking right now, but I know that.
At Northwestern?
Yeah.
Like now?
Who was the coach for a while. They got in some trouble, but he was a linebacker there. But I know, but Barnett was kind of the guy.
Yeah, under Gary Barnett.
Barnett's kind of the guy who brought him, who really got Northwestern football on the map there.
Are you looking about Pat Fitzgerald?
Yes,
Fitzgerald.
Thank you. Right.
I got him.
Who was a great, great coach, and then there was some hazing stuff.
Yeah. So Coach Barnett does a Northwestern versus Colorado golf event, or he has in the past.
Do you play in it every year?
I played a couple times. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if you know this about yourself, Mason, but usually if there's a golf opportunity, you are taking yourself up on it.
Well, I mean, I told Molly, I'm like, I'm not done being a professional, so I want to be a pro media guy. I want to be a pro golfer. So, I'm watching the Open Championship, and I'm ready for that next opportunity. And you know what? I'm going to be playing in another the pro event.
Yes.
I know.
I love it.
So got the invite. They didn't kick me out. Nice. I wasn't that bad, I guess.
Athletic director Rick George has personally notified the living members of every class of their impending induction since 2014, as well as the next of kin, including the veteran committee selection. And I kind of want to know more about this Jim Wilcoxon. This year's choice was Jim Wilcoxon, one of the first two basketball All-Americans under the legendary and Hall of Fame coach Frosty Cox. I kind of want to go by Frosty.
That might be the best coach name in the history of the world.
Frosty Cox in the late 1930s. Listen to this.
Why are you laughing so hard?
What do you mean? Like, he's named after a snowman. That's hilarious.
He's named after a wonderful chocolate dessert at Wendy's, bro. In the late 30s, when CU was often referred to as one of the best programs west of the Mississippi.
You know it.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
Dominate it.
All right. So
Byron Wizard White. Yeah. Baller.
In all seriousness, congratulations. Well deserved. And it's fun to be along this journey with you and to watch, like, since you retired, since you joined the Mason Crosby Show, watching all the different accolades. Obviously, the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame is a week from tonight. Tickets still available. Just Google Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. It's at the Baird Center, downtown Milwaukee. You, Ernie Johnson, and Joe Thomas going in. It's going to be a blast.
So
Badgers
awesome.
Fans should be there. NBA fans should be there. Packers fans should be there. So that's basically all of us. It's southeastern Wisconsin. We should
fits everybody.
Yeah, that fits at least somebody.
Fill the center.
Exactly. The Open Championship. I know we got ESPYs to get to today. Drew Wagner's on the show, but we got to start. We got to go live to Mason Crosby, our Open Championship reporter, live from.
This is a great timing because Rory's about to tee off.
Okay.
So
let's go.
He's teeing off on one. Let's see if that driver is fixed. Oh, gosh, he's hesitating. Is he nervous?
Oh, can't do that.
Oh, he striped it. Oh, okay. No, that wind's caught it. Uh-oh. We're going a little left. Oh, no, he's in the thick stuff. Oh, it's Rory's this, done. Rory's
this,
done.
This is live play-by-play championship with Mason Crosby.
Exactly. I'm just trying my play-by-play.
That was amazing.
Oh, and Rory, he's breathing heavy. I think he's a little nervous. I think there's a little anxiety there. Like, it's his home course. Think about the pressure.
You want to start strong.
Yeah, think about the pressure. Scotty's at -1. You know, three off the lead, so he's right there in the thick of it. He's had a couple like bad breaks, but you know, he's just out there not caring. He's just not worried about it. It doesn't even matter to him.
Has anybody jumped off the page to you yet? Has anybody started strong that you're like, taking notice of?
Americans are not playing great.
Right, because it's not in America, so why do we care?
But this is how it always goes. There's a few guys that look kind of unknown that jump out on these leaderboards in majors. Yep. They just do their thing, they get out there, they let it fly, and then all of a sudden they realize they're in the lead or up towards the top of the leaderboard, and day two, day three, it's like that they just collapse. Not all the time, but that's historically what happens in these big tournaments. Justin Thomas just teed off, and I am so hopeful Justin Thomas can have a good Open Championship.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, he's a likable guy. I like what he's about. Let me talk about
the weather update there at the Open, cuz sometimes it can be windy and kind of they're known for kind of some crazy weather sometimes, right?
Well, I guess just like in the middle of some of these guys' first front nines, like the sky opened up, and like all of a sudden it was literally from the tee box to Mickelson's like one of his second shots, he had put on all of his rain gear and it was just pouring. And I saw the wind, I'm a big wind guy.
Yeah.
So the wind, like where they're teeing off and like the start, like inland, it's like 5 to 10 miles an hour. And then you get out to the water, and the wind actually changes directions.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like 15 to 20.
Kind of like Whistling Straits. That happens at Whistling Straits sometimes, right?
It's just, so unique, so awesome. I get so jacked. I love links-style golf. I love just how it looks, the ruggedness, all those things. I posted that today. It's my second favorite golf viewing week of the year.
After the Masters. That's awesome. And I think we've talked about this a little bit before, how like it's fun to find and hear people's passions, because you can hear the passion in your voice, Mason.
Oh, I love it.
Like we talked about this, I think, like with Craig Counsell, who for years when he was on the Brewers or he was on the Marlins or he was on the Diamondbacks, we would have him on the radio the week of the Kentucky Derby because he was a big horse racer.
He loves the horse
race. By the way, humble brag, I saw Craig Counsell this morning and said hi to him.
Nice.
And he said hi to me.
Yeah, did you give him a high five?
I did not give him a high five. I might have given him a fist. I gave him the fist. He was actually out walking the dog.
Nice.
I said, you enjoying your break? He said, 2 days off, man. That's all,
Two days.
I'm like, hey, that's. It's
you learn to take advantage of it. Whenever you're in the trenches, and you're in the middle of a season, it's like that break, it's like you shut it down. And you're like, 2 days can feel like a month. And you need it. You need that time.
Can you ever find that during the football season besides the bye week? Like, are there windows that you can find a little time?
Honestly, it's like Monday after workouts and then through Tuesday. It's like you learn how to. And I think that's where young guys struggle is they don't learn how to disconnect for that moment.
Okay.
And I think a lot of like coaches and organizations do a bad job of, they don't want them to disconnect. They're worried.
Really?
They're so worried that they're going to lose focus or
disconnect too much.
Yeah, get out. And it's like, and then they want you to come, work out, do a little more recovery, all that. And it's like, when you're a veteran, you learn how to do all that stuff at your house, or you have other people come to your home.
Well, you have other things going on in life as opposed to when you're 22, 23, when it's really just football.
They just want to see you in the building at all times.
Yeah. And I would guess that some of that disconnect is probably gaming, like playing video games for the younger guys, right?
Exactly.
Which is like, is that really disconnecting?
Yeah. I don't think that's a good way to disconnect. You need to like get outside, like do stuff. I'd go golfing, or just even simply just go for a walk with your family, or walk your dogs, do something different than the norm, and you break free from it for like 24 hours, and then you lock right back in. And I think that's the best rhythm I found. And I didn't really find a good rhythm like that until probably after that 2012 season.
Yeah,
it was like I realized like I probably was in a bad rhythm
in your head too much, maybe.
Yeah because then you're just like you're in it all the time, and you don't break free. And that's probably where Human Tuesday was created. If I have to like really look back, it was after that 2012 season.
That makes sense. The Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line 414-677-1250 414-677-1250. Are you watching the Open Championship like Mason is from start to finish? Are you all in on the Open Championship? And also, did you watch the ESPYs last night? I just kind of want to know, Mason, do athletes watch the ESPYs? Like, do athletes care about that? Unless your team is up for one, like, is it even on people's radars?
I have in the past, yeah. And, like, you want to see, and I think it's fun. It's awesome to celebrate, you know, people and their accomplishment and these great athletes. I was going to ask that question, like, is there anyone on this that, like, was a little surprising? Or it was, here's something I don't always love, like, the icon awards, like Alex Morgan and Diana Taurasi, like having a co award, I'm just kind of like, all right, let them have. Like,
can't
their spot,
one person
right?
have their moment?
Yeah, like I don't know.
That's
I
a
mean,
great point.
Or maybe don't do it at the same time. Like right. at least introduce them at separate moments and like parts of the show where it's like, okay, we have a couple icon awards because we want to recognize these people, but they got to go. They have to go up there and share the award together. I don't. That feels weird.
That's a great point. What do you got, Tommy?
Mitch, was that a real comment yesterday where you said you'd never heard of Shane Gillis?
Yeah. Yeah, that was absolutely.
You had never heard of Shane Gillis.
Absolutely a real comment. Never heard of Shane Gillis.
I thought you were just trolling him. Like,
nope.
He was bad on.
I mean,
that. Like, you didn't like his jokes,
no,
did you?
No, I thought that I actually read through some of them today, and I thought some hit and some didn't, which is I think pretty normal. Mrs. Thunder, who's in studio today, she did tell me that Shane Gillis actually was offered a job at SNL, but then some old tweets surfaced, so he wasn't. Mm. But he has since hosted twice, that he's a comedian. And if it's going to be a comedian, honestly, I would have rather had Nate Bargatze. I've heard of Nate Bargatze. I love Nate Bargatze.
I think he's done it before.
Yes.
The ESPYs? I don't think he's done the ESPYs.
Shane, I think he's pretty good. One award I always love, and I love, you know me, I'm a human, you know, Human Wednesday being yesterday, like the Pat Tillman Award for service.
Sure, of course.
Like Los Angeles County Firefighters, David Walters, and Aaron Reagan, like Regan or Reagan.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, talk about just pulling at you and like thinking about.
But that speaks to your soul, Mason. Like you've always, like since the show has started, you've always talked about how you want this human story. You want the human side to sports. Like you love, obviously you love sports. You love competition. You want to see what happens on the field, but you also want the human story as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and yeah, for sure. And no surprise, Scottie Scheffler was best golfer, you know, for the ESPYs.
What?
Couldn't accept the award.
What?
Should have won.
And by the way, he just made another birdie, so he's at 2 under.
I mean,
this
Shane,
over.
Did
this
he really tee off at like 4 a.m. today? Like, what are we doing?
Scottie?
Yeah, like.
No, I saw him tee off. It was like 6:30.
Still, yeah, just so. I mean, push him back as late as you
Eastern.
Can. Yeah,
right. I mean, but then it gets flipped tomorrow, doesn't
just
it?
Just so you know, I literally had it turned on at about 5:45.
You're a sicko.
What time did Nolan have to be at football practice this morning?
He had to be there at 7, but Molly wanted to take him, so I got to sit around and watch a little extra golf. I got a little bonus.
Wow,
Let me say one more thing about the Open Championship that I was like pondering over this morning.
Please
too.
Do.
Like, how wild, because when we were growing, like when we were younger, it was the British
Open. It was the British Open. Right. It was always the British Open, right?
They just decided now they want to be the Open and like the Open or the champion of golf. Like they've tried to take over of being the top champion, which I get. It's the oldest one. It's been around forever. But I just love that that's like how they've carved that out now where it's like, it is the Open. No other Open, no other tournament compares.
Right. There's the U.S. Open.
Exactly.
But it's
define
not.
Define that out.
Should the U.S. Open change its name to, like, the real Open?
The Grand Open.
Ooh, now you're talking. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, I remember, you know, for years and years and years, it was always the British Open. And then I don't know if part of it is because it's they want to make sure like
Ireland
and Scotland and like everybody gets their due that it's, you know, and I don't always get like what's the United Kingdom and what's Britain and what's England and what's London and what's Manchester.
Well,
like
Northern Ireland is England.
Right.
Mm. Right.
But Ireland is not.
All of them work on July 4th. That's all you need to know.
Oh, what's up, suckers? Yes.
Not America.
That's right. USA. USA. That's funny. That's good. So we've got the Open Championship underway. ESPYs, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Simone Biles win the best male and female athletes. And I like that's fine,
Shohei
right?
Shohei won the MLB, Saquon.
I mean, should they just rename the baseball one the Shohei?
Yeah, I mean,
like, is he not? Like, how's he not going to win the next?
It's
10
kind
years?
Of it's kind of ridiculous. He didn't win Male Athlete of the Year, if we're being honest. I don't know if he was nominated Probably. For it, but
did they win the World Series?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And he was the best player. He put up the first ever 50-50 season and is pretty much putting the weight of the MLB on his shoulders in the ratings department right now. Yeah, he should have won it.
Why did Saquon not go?
I don't know. How many pro athletes care about the ESPYs is what Mitch was almost trying to say, right? Like, is it better than, you know, if you win the ESPY for Male Athlete of the Year, it doesn't compare to being named the league MVP.
It doesn't, but it's just like any of these. It's an award show. It's more, I guess, like the Academy Awards or the Oscars, you know, where it is a dress up, you know, formal thing. It's more of an entertainment, you know, situation. But I feel like it's good. I mean, I obviously, if I got an ESPY, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Did you ever go?
I was there, yeah, after the Super Bowl year. I was playing in that Tahoe, the Lake Tahoe tournament.
And so you stayed out there?
Yeah, I think it was me, AJ Hawk, Aaron, and like whoever else was going to
that. Was Clay out there?
They had it like on, I think it was Wednesday before the tournament started.
Okay.
So it was pretty awesome. This is a little bougie moment. Disney and ABC, ESPN, they sent a plane to fly us all down.
No.
Ray Allen, yeah. Like, so, I mean, this plane is like a commercial jet.
Yeah,
like,
it's Disney's charter, man.
It was ridiculous.
If only you could have taken out your phone then and recorded interviews with all those people.
Oh,
we could have played them back 15 years later.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for being my teammate.
That's amazing.
I definitely wouldn't be going on this without you. So.
All right, so Simone Biles also won for championship performance. She beat out Steph Curry in the Olympics, Freddie Freeman for his walk-off home run off of our best friend Nestor Cortez, and Rory McIlroy for finally winning. I mean, it's hard to argue any of those. Like, all of those could have won. I don't know if with Simone Biles already winning female athlete, I might have given
like Rory.
Like Rory finally getting over that hump. I don't know. Yeah.
That was a big moment. I mean, that's like an iconic, huge moment in the sports world.
Yeah.
Like internationally. So I get it. Yeah, I mean, I get Simone Biles as well, obviously, with her history and what she's done in the Olympics.
Well, and I know that, Tommy was really cheering against Freddie Freeman just like because like he hates the Dodgers and loves the Yankees so much. He's such a big Yankees fan that he was like, oh, that you can't have Freddie Freeman win that one. This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. We're in the Fan Studios powered by the Potawatomi Sports Book. We're on the Odyssey app. We're on the iHeart app now. You can find us at thefanmilwaukee.com if you want to stream from the website. But remember, the Odyssey app is free. So AUDACY, it should be on your phone and all your devices. You should be listening wherever you are, unless you're in North Korea, because it probably doesn't stream in North Korea. We've talked about that.
we've discussed this.
Yeah, we've discussed this. Come on. Let's be real. There's no way the Odyssey app works in North Korea.
And I'm not sure if YouTube TV did not work in Bermuda.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
I don't know.
Because Bermuda is like part of the free world.
Nah,
like, they don't have a dictator, do they?
It was weird. Fix it, Bermuda.
Who's in
I'm
charge
not going
of,
back until you get that fixed.
Who's in charge of Bermuda? Like, do they have, like, a governor?
I think they run themselves. But I mean, who?
Like, do they elect a president, or is it a prime minister, or is it a governor, or is it, like, what's the person in charge of Bermuda called?
Molly probably knows. She does a lot of research.
Probably Molly Crosby. It's actually probably Molly Crosby.
It's just the people.
Do we know Andrew Murdoch is the governor of Bermuda?
Ooh, governor?
Yeah. Is who?
Hello, governor.
Yeah.
I bet that's what.
Governor and commander in chief of the Summers Isles.
Oh, okay. I knew it was going to be a governor. Fancy. I say governor, didn't I? I'm just saying. I say governor. That's
hey, all. Tommy, when we come back, can you screen share this
I don't
picture
know.
Of the British Isles?
I don't think I
need
can.
Need to find it out for us. All right.
I don't think I can legally, but
okay.
There's a good Venn diagram that Mommy Tommy sent me as she's listening.
Oh, man.
That was so helpful.
It was.
I understand now.
I mean, I understand how the UK and...
Oh, did she send a text?
Yeah,
did
she sent it to me. I just sent it. I forwarded it to you guys if that's how...
Mommy Tommy is the best.
Yeah, she... Yeah,
so,
you know.
So, what? Like, England, Scotland are considered the... What does that say?
They're part of the United Kingdom and they're
Great
part
Britain.
Of
Great Britain. That's Great
yes.
Britain.
Yep.
And then United Kingdom covers into Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Ireland is the whole island.
It's Ireland.
And then there's Northern Ireland's cut out into the United Kingdom. They don't count the Republic.
So I think
it's the Republic of Ireland.
They could call it the British Open because the whole thing is called the British
and then
Isles.
The British Isles, yeah.
Does anybody so call it the British Isles?
It should be the British Open. It needs to go back.
Amazing.
Because it's not open anywhere. Like, they play it in the British Isles.
That's true.
This is crazy.
Yeah. It's,
I'm going to get a petition.
The rest of the world exists, British Isles. He's Mason Crosby. Congratulations again on your latest Hall of Fame nod.
That's an
honor.
Week
from tonight, it's the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. November will be the Colorado Athletic Hall of Fame. University of Colorado. Colorado University? CU, right?
CU, yeah.
CU Athletic Hall of Fame in November. We're all going to Boulder, baby.
Let's go.
He's Mason Crosby. Tommy Wirtz is here. My name's Mitch Nelson, a.k.a. Thunder. Join us on the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line, 414-677-1250. Join us on YouTube at The Fan Milwaukee. We've got some NFL news and notes and some chatter and just, you know, whatever else is on our mind on this random Thursday of All-Star Week when we talked about it. Like, this is the week where, like, you know, so many other shows, Mason, I feel like do like best sports movie and then they do like their rankings and stuff like that. We could do that at some point. We're not doing it today.
We're just humans. We're just getting all the human elements going on.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, I love it. I'm all for this.
This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon.